Imagine having to pay for your groceries using several paper checks. For years, that's how millions of people bought food through the federally funded nutrition program called WIC. 49 states took the hassle out of it, switching to an electronic system. And Georgia is the last state to get on board. Sophie Gratis of Georgia Public Broadcasting explains why.
It's grocery day for Julia Adele Callahan, and she gets to the store early.
Because if I come towards the evening, there's usually not any in stock.
We're in the juice aisle, and she's looking at the apple juice.
And if I come later in the week, towards Thursday or Friday, there's usually not any. So the absolute latest that I usually come is on Wednesday.
And Callahan has to be picky because she's on WIC, which only helps pay for certain grocery items for herself and her two kids. Getting to the store early isn't just about making sure the shelves are stocked with the food she can purchase with her benefits. Callahan also has to plan for the checkout line.
So when I go up to the register, I take out what I have and I just start like frantically sorting because there's, you know, nothing you can do until you like get up to the thing. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Every month, Callahan gets paper vouchers through WIC that can be redeemed at the store. The vouchers are slightly larger than a paper check. Today's trip will take 5 vouchers total. She puts each voucher on top of the item it'll cover. One for produce, one for pasta, tortillas, and peanut butter, one for beans, one for milk, one for eggs and cheese. It all rides the checkout belt together.
Okay, so I'm signing the vouchers now.
Callahan uses food stamps and cash to cover everything else. Paper WIC vouchers have been around since the program started in the 70s. In an effort to modernize and attract more people to WIC, the USDA mandated a switch to the, quote, preferred method of electronic benefit cards in 2016. It set a deadline. By 2020, states and territories that didn't already have electronic benefits had to switch. As a result, there are fewer hungry mothers and kids in places where the switch happened. A 2021 nationwide study in the Journal of the American Medical Association reveals WIC participation increased nearly 8% over 3 years in places with electronic benefits. So what took Georgia so long?
What happened was we had a large enterprise-wide project across the department that incorporated the eWIC project.
That's statewide WIC director Sean Mack. He says Georgia was supposed to roll out eWIC in 2020, part of an upgrade to the entire State Department of Public Health.
When the bids came in and everything for that first round, we looked at it and the department decided we need to split this up.
That larger project got too complicated, so eWIC was broken out on its own. Then, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the USDA gave rollout extensions to Georgia and a handful of other states and territories. But Georgia was already behind, having to start its eWIC build-out from scratch. This summer, WIC participants in Savannah and surrounding counties were the first in Georgia to get their debit cards.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Fatina Frayal got her eWIC card in July.
It's like using a regular debit card. It just rolls up and, you know, I just punch in that PIN number and then it's good to go. It's actually easier. I don't have to say anything now.
Thank you so much.
It'll be another couple months before all of the nearly 200,000 Georgians who rely on WIC to feed their families will have a card with their electronic benefits. For Here and Now, I'm Sophie Gratis.